Cancel culture caused Trump's Bedminster course to lose the PGA Championship. By Warner Todd Houston on May 19, 2022. As the PGA Championship kicks off this week at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it is clear that left-wing cancel culture is at the heart of the Golf League's decision to yank the tournament from Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, as it was initially scheduled. In January of last year, PGA boss Seth Waugh announced that the league was pulling the championship from Trump National. At the time, Waugh complained that a political situation not of our making forced him to pull the tournament from Trump's course. He called the situation an existential threat and said he had no choice. "We're fiduciaries for our members, for the game, for our mission and for our brand," he explained. "And how do we best protect that? Our feeling was, given the tragic events of Wednesday, that we could no longer hold it at Bedminster. The damage could have been irreparable. The only real course of action was to leave." PGA CEO Seth Waugh, Gerardo Mora / Getty Images for SiriusXM. The Trump Organization rightfully noted that the PGA had no right to terminate the agreement to hold the tournament in Bedminster. Ultimately, the PGA has to pay to settle the case. The PGA arrived at an undisclosed legal settlement over the mess by December of that year. The PGA of America, PGA, and the Trump Organization today announced that they have reached a settlement resolving their ongoing dispute regarding the PGA's decision to cancel its contract with Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, to host the 2022 PGA Championship, a PGA press release stated. The PGA also praised the Trump Organization. "The Trump Organization's contribution to the golf community is appreciated. We are thankful the company employs hundreds of dedicated PGA professionals and consistently gives back to the golf community through hosting charitable events and sponsoring junior golf programs." As stated in 2014 when announced, Trump Bedminster is a major championship-worthy golf course and in a portfolio along with some of the finest private and public golf courses anywhere in the world. The statement ended with a few words from Eric Trump, executive vice president of the Trump Organization. "We have great respect for the work of the PGA. Over the past 20-plus years, we have enjoyed working with the PGA to deliver to our club members and the public some of the greatest golf experiences anywhere in the world. We look forward to continuing to support the mission of the PGA and its professionals, who are the best in the golf industry." Trump himself added that the settlement was a wonderful conclusion for all. "Thank you to the PGA of America." Former President Trump plays a round of golf, Ian McNichol / Getty Images. Despite the amicable ending, the reason for the move is obvious. Legendary golf great Jack Nicklaus was not fooled, either. Nicklaus recently blasted the PGA for succumbing to cancel culture, which caused the league to yank the championship from Trump's golf course. The pro golfer who won a record 18 major championships said the tournament should never have been moved to Tulsa. Nicklaus said he likes PGA chief Seth Waugh, the man responsible for the decision, but added that Waugh foolishly bowed to the cancel culture. "Seth didn't need this job. He took the job because he thought he could give the PGA of America some good guidance," Nicklaus told Fire Pit Collective. "And I think he's doing that. But this move is cancel culture. Donald Trump may be a lot of things, but he loves golf and he loves this country. He's a student of the game and a formidable figure in the game. What he does in the future in golf will depend on what the cancel culture will allow him to do." There really is only one reason Waugh and the PGA abandoned Trump's course. And Nicklaus was 100% right. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.